In the news this week, the government publishes its long-awaited gambling review. Home Secretary Suella Braverman tells the police to pursue criminals rather than promote wokery. And we reflect on Britain's 55 years of abortion shame. Hello. The government's long-awaited gambling review has been criticised for further delaying measures to tackle Britain's gambling crisis. A white paper reforming the 2005 Gambling Act includes recommendations for placing maximum stake limits on online slots games. It suggests this could be £2 or £4 for under-25s, but up to £15 for older gamblers. But the government will only consult on the majority of its recommendations later this year, with the aim to implement its key measures by summer 2024. Outlining the government's plans, the Culture Secretary Lucy Fraser told MPs, "Gambling problems in adults have always been measured in terms of money lost, but you cannot put a cost on the loss of dignity, the loss of identity, and in some cases the loss of life that it can cause." But the Institute's Kieran Kelly said the government was guilty of delaying much-needed action to protect children and other vulnerable people.
This review does contain some welcome measures, but it's vague, and problem gambling wrecks lives. And if the government is really serious about stopping kids and other vulnerable people from being dragged into the black hole of gambling, it needs to deal with the bombardment of gambling advertising and do so now. This review has been subject to repeated delays, and I fear it's just kicking the can down the road again.
Taking action over hurt feelings is not the job of the police, the Home Secretary has said. Setting out her ethos for common sense policing, Suella Braverman called on officers to focus on fighting crime, not pursuing wokery. Mrs. Braverman said the public wants to see the police tackling violence, drugs and antisocial behaviour, not turning up to residential addresses to police bad jokes on Twitter. "The policing I believe in," she explained, "isn't riven with political correctness, but pursues good old-fashioned criminal justice rather than social justice." The Office for Statistics Regulation has launched a probe into evidence that the transgender population was substantially overestimated in the 2021 census. The OSR said it was reviewing findings that there are 262,000 transgender people in England and Wales, after concerns were raised over the correlation of gender identity with other characteristics. Academics have challenged the figure because the question on gender identity was likely to have confused respondents whose main language was not English. The 2021 census found that 1 in 67 Muslims claimed to be transgender. And the highest proportion of trans people in the country was recorded in the London boroughs of Newham and Brent, where English is a second language for many. Professor Alice Sullivan of the UCL Social Research Institute welcomed the review, saying the anomalies in the 2021 census data call into question whether the data produced on gender identity meet the quality standards set out in the Code of Practice for Official Statistics. And finally, it is now 55 years since the Abortion Act first came into effect in Great Britain. Since April 1968, over 10 million abortions have been carried out, and around 1 in 5 pregnancies ends in abortion. Abortion is effectively available up to 24 weeks for any reason, while children deemed to have a disability, such as the treatable condition clubfoot, can be aborted up to birth. The Christian Institute's Dr. Sharon James encouraged Christians to pray that God would change society's heart towards abortion.
God is the giver of life. Every human life is made in his image. Today we lament those lives lost to abortion over the past 55 years, and we grieve for those mothers and fathers and other family members who've been damaged by that wrongful taking of life. We're thankful for all those who have spoken out for life, and thankful for those who have provided care for mothers with unplanned pregnancies. But as we look to the future, we must pray and work for the day when abortion is regarded as unthinkable, the shameful relic of a barbaric past.
Well, that's all for this week. For regular updates and information on all of our stories, plus much more, visit our website at christian.org.uk. Until next time, goodbye.